When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Horse and Rider magazine are now available in this podcast, Horse and Rider on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Horse and Rider on Audio on your favorite podcast player, and you will never miss an article.
This article is titled Rowdy Fuel, The Voice of Ranch Sorting, and was published on May 9th, 2025. Chances are good. If you imagine right now what a ranch sorting sounds like, you'll hear the voice of Rowdy Fuel, clear as day. Flag is up. Cattle are ready. The voice sings. It's a voice Mr. Fuel has honed for the past 25 years after getting his start in Team Pennings. It was the late 90s, early 2000s, Fuel said. It was kind of dumb luck. I was at the local arena one night on the sideline from some injuries, and they said that they needed an announcer for the Team Penning practice. So I asked them what you needed to be able to do, and they said, talk. I said, well, I guess I'm your guy if it pays you anything. As ranch sorting developed, Fuel moved into that space, growing right along with the sport. I've been blessed over the last 25 years to go all across the United States, into Canada, he said. I had opportunity a couple years ago to Australia and announce ranch sortings down there. Sometimes, Fuel says with the good humor that permeates his performances, his talents develop to his own detriment. I was told growing up, don't ever ask somebody to do something you wouldn't do. It doesn't take any extra to say thank you. We're all human. And when somebody's talking on the microphone, people like to hear their name called, if you know somebody's name and can speak to them and just recognize them by their name. Rowdy Fuel on the importance of community. We were on the way out on the East Coast one evening and Mr. Wolf, Dave Wolf picked us up at the airport, me and another guy, Fuel said. Dave said, "We got a really large crowd. We're going to have to find another announcer." I asked him what for, and he said they were going to run 3 or 4, I'm pretty sure it was 4, sorting pens all at the same time. I said, "I can do it." That weekend, I announced 4 sorting pens for the first time, run 4 computers, 4 judges, all at the same time. It wasn't easy, that's for sure. But that's kind of where it started, I guess, to be honest. I guess I was young and greedy, wanted all the work instead of just some of the work. The Lord blesses those too stupid to take care of themselves, and that'd be me. In doing so, the Lord also blessed the RSNC with an announcer whose unmatched talents rival only his capacity for creating a warm and welcoming environment for everyone around him, whether they're crossing the line to start the clock or pushing fresh cattle up from the back. I was told growing up, don't ever ask somebody to do something you wouldn't do, Fuel stated. It doesn't take any extra to say thank you. We're all human. And when somebody's talking on the microphone, people like to hear their name called, if you know somebody's name and can speak to them and just recognize them by their name. It's a feat that gets harder each year. In the same way folks used to have a whole phone directory committed to memory, the technological advancements in the announcer's booth have made Fuel's job both easier and more challenging. While he doesn't exactly wax nostalgic for shuffling handwritten entry note cards for 4 arenas at once, the ease with which names simply appear on the screen in front of him means making the event personable requires a conscientious effort. As a 4th-generation rancher from Oklahoma, it doesn't take much imagination to figure out where Fuel got his try. I wear a lot of hats, to be honest with you, Fuel said as he was preparing to work a set of cows in between calf checks on his heifers. My wife and daughter and I own an auction company. We've been in the auction business for about 12 years. We also run a cow-calf operation here in Muskogee. Angus and Angus cross cows, some Angus bulls. Fuel's daughter, Carly, is now a recent Oklahoma State University grad who, as her dad proudly reports, has been happily employed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau since January. When she was growing up, though, she helped cure her dad of his wanting all the work affliction. My busiest year, I was gone 49 weekends, Fuel admitted. When I came back from the Denver National Western, I visited with my wife and our daughter was about 8, and I told Tara, I said, we're going to have to do something different. I spent Christmas in the airport. I spent New Year's in the airport. I spent Thanksgiving in the airport. Y'all are growing up, and I ain't being a part of it. The Fuels recalibrated, growing their herd a bit to take their foot off the travel pedal. Fortunately, the good Lord's blessed me that I have opportunities now where I can decide where I go and when I go, and I'm very thankful for that. I don't take it for granted, nor does our ranch sorting community. No matter the ability or the age, Fuel is a friend to all. The good thing about it is, it's a family event. I've seen guys 70 and 80 years old compete, and I interviewed a young lady at Houston 6 weeks ago who won her first buckle of Houston. She is 8 years old. That's the cool thing about our event. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter your gender, most people feel comfortable in a 50-foot round pen.